जगने च कर्दमाग्रेहे द्विज देह हेतु स्त्रीभिर समम नवभिर आत्मगतिम स्वमात्रे ऊचे ययात्मा शमलम गुणसंगपंकम अस्मिन् युधूय कपिलस्य गतिम प्रपेदे जग्ने च कर्मद गृहे द्विज देवहूत्यम् स्त्रीभिः समं नवभिरात्मगतिं स्वमात्रे ऊचे ययात्मशमलं गुणसङ्गपङ्कम् अस्मिन् युधूय कपिलस्य गतिं प्रपेदे जग्ने च कर्मद गृहे द्विज देवहूत्यम् स्त्रीभिर्समं नवभिरात्मगतिं स्वमात्रे ऊचे ययात्मशमलं गुणसङ्गपङ्कम् अस्मिन् विधूय कपिलस्य गतिं प्रपेदे जग्ने च कर्मद गृहे द्विज देवहूत्यम् स्त्रीभिर्शमं स्वनवभिरात्मगतिं स्वमात्रे ऊचैरात्मसमलम् कर्मद गृहे द्विजविदभूत्या स्त्रीभिर्शमं नभविरात्मगतिं स्वमात्रे ऊचे ययात्मशमलं गुणसङ्गपङ्कम् यस्मिन् यज्ञे च कर्दम गृहे द्विज देवहूत्याम् स्त्रीभिर्शमं नवभिरात्मगतिं स्वमात्रे ऊचे ययात्मशमलं गुणसङ्गपङ्कम् अस्मिन् विधूय कपिलस्य गतिं प्रपद्ये जग्ये स कर्म ददिश्येवहूत्याम् स्त्रीभिर्शमं नवभिरात्मगतिं स्वमात्रे ऊचे ययात्मशमलं गुणसङ्गपङ्कम् अस्मिन् विधूय कपिलस्य गतिं प्रपद्ये. वर्ड टू वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन. जगने टुक बर्थ, छ ऑल्सो, कर्दमा द प्रजापति नेम्ड कर्दमा, ग्रेहे इन द हाउस, द्विज ओ ब्राह्मण, देवहूत्याम इन द वूम ऑफ देवहूति, स्त्री भी बाय वुमन, शमम अकंपनीड बाय, नवाभि बाय नाइन, आत्मगतिम स्पिरिचुअल रियलाइजेशन, स्वमात्रे अंटू हिज ओन मदर, ऊचे अटर्ड, यया बाय विच, आत्मशमलम कवरिंग्स ऑफ द स्पिरिट सोल, गुणसंग associated with the modes of nature, pankham mud, asmin this very life, vidhuya being washed off, kapilasya of Lord Kapila, gatim liberation, prapede achieved. Translation as purported by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. There are four paras. So today we'll do two paras and tomorrow other two paras will be discussed. Translation. The Lord then appeared as the Kapila incarnation. Being the son of Prajapati Brahma, Prajapati Brahmana Kardama and his wife Devahuti, along with nine other women, sisters, he spoke to his mother about self-realization, by which in that very lifetime she became fully cleansed of the mud of the material modes and thereby achieved liberation, the path of Kapila. Purported by His Divine Grace. The instruction of Lord Kapila to his mother Devahuti was fully described in the third canto, chapter 25 to 32 of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And anyone who follows the instruction can achieve the same liberation obtained by Devahuti. The Lord spoke Bhagavad Gita and thereby Arjuna achieved self-realization. And even today, anyone who follows the path of Arjuna can also attain the same benefit as Sri Arjuna. The scriptures are meant for this purpose. Foolish, unintelligent persons make their own interpretation by imagination and thus mislead their followers, causing them to remain in the dungeon of material existence. However, simply by following the instructions imparted by Lord Krishna or Lord Kapila, one can obtain the highest benefit even today. The word Atmagatim is significant in this sense of perfect knowledge of the Supreme. One should not be satisfied simply by knowing the qualitative equality of the Lord and the living being. One should know the Lord as much as He can be known by our limited knowledge. It is impossible for the Lord to be known perfectly as He is, even by such liberated persons as Shiva of Brahma. So what to speak of other demigods or men in this world? Still, by following the principles of great devotees and the instructions available in the scriptures, one can know to a considerable extent the features of the Lord. His Lordship Kapila, the incarnation of Lord, instructed his mother fully about the personal form of the Lord. And thereby she realized the personal form of the Lord and was able to achieve a place in the Vaikuntha Loka, where Lord Kapila predominates. Every incarnation of the Lord has his own abode in the spiritual sky. Therefore, Lord Kapila also has his separate Vaikuntha planet. The spiritual sky is not void. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, and in each of them the Lord, by His innumerable expansions, predominates. And the pure devotees who are there also live in the same style as the Lord and His eternal associates. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uthapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavam Cha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kantha Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rushabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Vachatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Seek for blessings of all the senior devotees who are assembled here so that I can speak something on this verse. This chapter is named Scheduled Incarnation with Specific Functions. So here this Bhagavatam chapter lists three Purusha avatars as well as numbers of Leela avatars. Actually, from text 1 to 25, Lord Brahma describes 21 Leela avatars. And then from text 26 to 30, Lord Brahma describes the advent of Vyasadeva, Buddha and Kalki. So actually, it is said, you cannot list all the Leela avatars because they are innumerable. Incarnation of Lord. I just suddenly remembered the purport. Purport is telling that there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. There was one pastime I had heard in Ramayana when Vibhishan comes and surrenders to Lord Ram. And there is discussion, okay, should we accept Vibhishan? So of course Lord Ram says, whoever comes once and says, I surrender to you, I am yours, I accept him. So then, immediately after that, Rajyabhishek is done of Vibhishan, even before the war. So, suddenly somebody is asking, if Ravana comes and surrenders, what will happen? So, Lord says, I will give him Ayodhya. And what about Ram? What about Bharat? Bharat, I will give Vaikuntha. So I was wondering, if Vaikuntha is given, then what happens to Vishnu? But now here in this purport, Srila Prabhupada very clearly mentions that there are innumerable Vaikuntha planets. And each of them, the Lord, by His innumerable expansion, predominates. And the pure devotee who are there also live in the same style as the Lord and His eternal associates. So like in this chapter, it is very nicely explained that many incarnations of the Lord. So, but these incarnations are many in number. And in every incarnation, the Shastras give the name of the father, the family, the village. So, Prabhupada says, this is given because scrupulous men don't misuse these avatars of the Lord recorded in the Shastras, and they don't cheat the population by claiming themselves to be God, Prabhupada says. So the purified sages clearly declare that the Lord is always pure and transcendental, regardless of the form in which He appears. So the understanding that Krishna is, Sukhdev Goswami is speaking about these Leela avatars, is actually preparing everybody for the 10th canto. Preparing everybody, it's a preparatory to approach the 10th canto, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, where Krishna appears and Krishna's leelas are described. So Brahma explains to Narada in this chapter about all the other incarnations. So Krishna's activities are mostly misunderstood, because Krishna appears like human. And it is especially true that in his Vrindavan Leela, most of his are misunderstood and misinterpreted. But whereas other incarnations are a little difficult. You can't misinterpret Vaman Dev, or, you know, of course teachings can be misinterpreted. But like incarnation of Narasimha Dev or Varaha Dev, you cannot interpret it, or there is nothing much you can speak. So here it is said, the sages declare that, you know, all forms are transcendental. And following them, their teachings, the mission they appear for, if you understand, you can perfect your life. All the incarnations, Leela avatars of the Lord. So in this purport, without understanding the Lord's unlimited potency, and even not able to imitate the Lord, you know, in His, people claim that they are God and all that. So that is the last snare of Maya, where you actually think that you are God and there is no difference between you and God. So in this purport to the first 25 verses of the chapter, Srila Prabhupada expands the information of the text about, you know, about the Lord and the numerous incarnations of the Lord. And this purport, Srila Prabhupada speaks about one specific thing, that this very lifetime you can perfect and achieve perfection. So he speaks of in the purport that, you know, this potency of devotional service is so great that it can negate the material infection even in present life of a devotee. Bhagavad Gita speaks that it is not, you have many lifetimes, many, many lives. When you come, you become a devotee and then you can perfect your life. But this verse, Srila Prabhupada clearly says that this very lifetime you can go back to Godhead. A devotee does not need to wait for his next birth for complete liberation. So, this is a very controversial topic. Like Brahmanas always say in India, you know, you have to be born as a Brahmana and only then you can go back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada says, this very lifetime, follow four legislative principles, chant 16 rounds attentively, don't offend devotees, serve devotees, I will personally come and take you back home, back to Godhead. Ye Prabhupada ki guarantee hai. So Prabhupada is saying, this very lifetime I will take you back home, back to Godhead, if you follow all these things. So many people can debate on this. But Srila Prabhupada, there is one example. Of course, recently I heard from Nandulal Prabhu one example of one devotee, how Prabhupada appeared, and when he was not well, took him back home, back to Godhead. There is one more pastime of one devotee, Sudama Prabhu, who became Sudama Maharaj later on. So there was one of Prabhupada's Srila Bhagavatam class going on, and Srila Prabhupada said, can anyone from here go to Japan and preach? It is spontaneous. If you ask somebody like this here, it is not possible. But Prabhupada had that potency. Prabhupada said, anybody is ready to go to Japan and preach? So it was very difficult. Suddenly nobody could just raise their hand. And that time America had attacked Japan. So now everybody would like to go to Japan. But that time it was not the same. But there was one brahmachari, Sudama Brahmachari. He raised his hand. And he said, I will go. So before that, Prabhupada said, whoever goes to Japan, follows four legged principles and chants 16 rounds and spread this message, I will personally come and take him back home, back to Godhead. So now this is a very powerful statement. So one brahmachari, Sudama Brahmachari, wakes up and gets up and says, I will go to Japan. And then he goes to Japan, and then he becomes Sudama Maharaj and is in Japan. And then 1977, Srila Prabhupada left this world. Then that Sudama Maharaj preached in Japan for almost 25 years. And then he fell sick. And when he fell sick, he went and met his mother. Mother had a good palatial house, so that I will stay with my mother. So devotees requested him to stay with him, with them. And then, of course, he came and stayed with devotees, and devotees served him nicely. And then suddenly, one day, somebody came to his mother. And his mother didn't know where Sudama Maharaj was. And, you know, somebody came to his mother and told, okay, your son is about to leave his body. He is in this place. So you please go there. He wants to see you before leaving. But by the time he reached, Sudama Maharaj had left his body. I mean, by the time she reached. So when Sudama Maharaj was leaving his body, Sudama Maharaj suddenly expressed gratitude to Srila Prabhupada. He said, thank you, Prabhupada. Thank you for please coming here. Thank you very much. And then he left his body. And then the mother enters and she realizes her son has left the body. And then there are all these photographs kept of Lord Krishna and Radharani and Srila Prabhupada. Suddenly she looks at Srila Prabhupada's photograph and says, who is this person? So then they tell, this is founder Acharya, guru of Sudama Maharaj. So then she says that he came yesterday to my place and told me that my son is going to leave his body. And I will take him back home, back to Godhead. I could not understand what is this. So Prabhupada's promise is not hollow. Whatever Prabhupada says is true. So in this verse, it is said that devotee need not wait for the next birth for complete liberation. In this very lifetime, they can perfect their life and achieve perfection. So, instruction of Lord Kapila, again in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that whoever follows these instructions can achieve the same liberation obtained by Devahuti. That is the tall order. But very clearly, if you follow the instructions of Srila Prabhupada or instructions of Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, you can achieve perfection. Arjuna achieved self-realization, and anyone who follows the path of Arjuna can also attain the same benefit as Sri Arjuna, Srila Prabhupada says. So, in that 18.73, when he says, Smitir Labdhva, when he says, I have realized my faults and I surrender completely unto him. So, in that purpose, Srila Prabhupada writes Krishna consciousness is acting according to Krishna's order. When you mentally or decide to follow the instructions of Lord Krishna, you can perfect your life. So even in Bhagavad Gita we see Arjuna, or who is that, our Sanjaya, immediately after this verse 74, he starts expressing his gratitude to Vyasadev, who gave him shelter. And because of Vyasadeva's mercy, even Sanjaya was able to hear Bhagavad Gita. And in that purport, Srila Prabhupada says, even though you achieve Krishna by the mercy of your spiritual master, the spiritual master is the transparent via medium where you can see Krishna or hear Krishna or achieve Krishna. But still, the experience or the realization, experience is still direct. You can still directly experience Krishna consciousness and achieve perfection, even though it is via medium of Srila, of your spiritual master. So then Prabhupada speaks, compares this material world to a dungeon. Dungeon is a jail, underground jail, which is very dark. So there is many example of this material world being compared to jail. Anna? Recently, I got to know about this Arthur Road jail. So there are these different barracks. It is called barracks, not Barack Obama. It is a barrack. So there are these different numbers, 4 number, 6 number, 8 number, 12, 10, 12, different numbers. So it is like the smaller number is very dirty and very difficult. And then when you go to 6 number or 8 number, it is little better. And 12 number is very affluent, people stay there. So, but I was wondering, still it is jail. So similarly, this material world, we might be very affluent, but still we are in shackles. So steel shackle, silver shackle, gold shackle, diamond studded shackle, does not matter. We are all in this material dungeon, suffering miserably. Birth, old age, disease and death. So, our Gopinath Chandra Prabhu has written one very nice book on Karma Yoga. So, I was just going through that. So, it is said that once one devotee came, one professor came to Srila Prabhupada. And of course, we can't do what Prabhupada did. So, I am just cautioning you before only. So, that he came and told Prabhupada, we are all one. Here it is a personal form of the Lord is described. So we are all one. So Srila Prabhupada said, no, we are not one. We are one and different. Qualitatively we are one with the Lord and quantitatively we are different. So then Srila Prabhupada gives an example of cotton ball and cotton shirt. So cotton shirt is different than the cotton ball. So, everything is not one. So, then that professor was not ready to accept it. But he was very close to Srila Prabhupada. So, then he was wearing a cotton shirt. So, Prabhupada caught his cotton shirt, telling, this is a cotton shirt. This cotton shirt is different than you. It is not the same. Still, he was not agreeing. Prabhupada then literally caught him by his collar and shook him like that, telling, you and this shirt is not one. So, then immediately he was petrified. He said, no, Prabhupada. We are not one. We are different. So, Prabhupada had a very different style of preaching. Of course, we can't imitate this. So then Prabhupada said, small child and old man, they can get away with anything. You all must not do this. Prabhupada warns everyone. So, I was speaking of this book which Gopinath Chandra Prabhu has written. In that, he very nicely explains how this Ahankara has two this thing, man and buddhi. Man is mind. So mind is the emotional part of our psyche. And buddhi is the intelligent part. Buddhi is intelligence. So intelligence is the rational part. So man, buddhi and ankar together form this sukshma sharir or invisible self of our psyche. So interestingly, even today modern science speaks of this, they say that there are three selves, the emotional self, the rational self, and the egoistic self. So the mind acts as the ego's hatchman, you know. For it to get its job done, it keeps the ego very happy. This is the function of the mind. Any information coming from the senses that are threatening any identity given by the ego, the mind dismisses it. So this mind has the function of this. And similarly, the intelligence analyzes all the situation according to accordance with the feeling that the mind generates, or whatever is generated by the mind. So similarly, there are these three stages. You know, it expresses the mind sometimes expresses rejection, sometimes expresses rage. That is when the ego loses, when the ego is lost. When you lose something, the ego can't accept it. So that is when it goes into depression, or, you know, it soars into a rage. But when the ego, when you win, or when you are not defeated, you become arrogant because you have not lost. And similarly, the ego battles to defend this identity of I, me and mine. And in that, when it tries to defend, there is a lot of stress and anxiety is created. So there are these three phases. So these emotions, you know, so every day we go through this emotions of ego winning, losing, and stress and anxiety to maintain our lost identity. So these emotions, stress, anxiety, anger, depression, are actually the primary reason for anybody to be unhappy in this world. So now here, this knowledge can be given by anybody. It does not need to be like son, you know, son. Kapila Muni is son of Devahuti. And like Prahlad gave to his father. So the older can give the younger can give the older. So it is beyond any age or, you know, all this identification of age and time and space. So basically everybody is looking for success here in whatever they are doing, you know. So there was this small girl who asked one of our president, how do you became so famous and what is the story of your success? So he said, we should have a dream and then we should work hard to achieve that dream, and there should be perseverance to achieve that dream. So similarly in spiritual life, Srila Prabhupada gives very small example, very simple example. Srila Prabhupada says, your hand gains through, when you supply food to the stomach, your hand will gain strength. You cannot disassociate the hand from the body and separately feed the hand to make it strong. So you have to feed the body. So Srila Prabhupada said, similarly, we are not independent. We will perish. We will weaken and perish if we don't connect with the Supreme. Srila Prabhupada used this simple example to show that soul must serve Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme and everything is connected to Krishna. If you want to be happy in this miserable world, you have to connect to the Supreme to be happy. And there are much descriptions of, you know, the vast spiritual world, innumerable planets. 75% of the creation is the spiritual world. And 25% is this material world. And we are here in this 25%. We find it is unlimited. You know? Every incarnation, it is described, has their own planet and has their own self and devotees serving them. So it is very vast with respect to time. So our life is 100 years on paper. Actually, we don't know. But on paper, it is 100 years. And Kali Yuga is 4,32,000 years. And Brahma is 311 trillion years. And Brahma exists only for one breath of Vishnu. So I don't know if your mind can fathom all this, but scriptures describe it that way. So Srila Prabhupada says, our process is not sentimental. It is just knowledge, vijnana. It is practical. It is not sentimental. So our Devahuti surrenders to her son, Kapila Dev, when she realizes that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Kapil Dev tells Devahuti, Sri Bhagavan Vacha, Yogasya Lakshanam Vakshe, Sahija Napratamaje, Manu Yajne Viduya Prasannam Yat Sat Patan. He says, the Personality of Godhead said, my dear mother, O daughter of the king, now I shall explain to you the symptom of yoga, the object of which is to concentrate the mind. By practicing this system, one can become joyful and progressive, advance towards the path of the absolute truth. So this yoga sounds like Ashtanga Yoga. It is Ashtanga Yoga. But Ashtanga Yoga is also a part of Vaishnava practice, because its ultimate goal is realization of Vishnu, realization of Krishna. Like in the 6th chapter, Krishna ends by saying, Yoginam api sarvesham madgater antaratmanaha shaddavan bhajate yo mam same yukta tamo mataha. Of all the yogis, the one with great faith who always abides in me, thinks of me within himself and renders transcendental loving service to me, he is the most united with me. He is the most intimately united with me in yoga, and is the highest of all. And then Krishna says, it is my opinion. My mat. So, our process is very simple. It is not difficult. Srila Prabhupada has come and given us a very simple process to perfect our life. Everybody is miserable. We don't need to discuss that. All of us have experienced misery. Srila Prabhupada has come and given us a choice to experience bliss, to experience happiness, to get out of all this miserable condition by knowledge and by surrender. Krishna, in Padma Purana, it is said, you know, Krishna appears in this material world only for his devotees. Mad bhaktana vinodhartam karomi vividakriya. Just for the pleasure of my devotees, just to please my devotees, I perform these innumerable pastimes. So many incarnations, so many pastimes, even in Krishna Leela, so many Leelas is performed only for the pleasure of the devotees. So now we might think, how? Yes, when you hear these wonderful pastimes of the Lord, you automatically get very attracted to them. And when you get attracted to them, that is perfection of life. It's just very simple. So, like paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushkritam, you know, just to uplift for the pleasure of my devotees, paritranaya sadhunam, Krishna appears. Dharma sansthapanathaya sambhavami yuge yuge. And then even in Bhagavatam, Sukhdev Goswami says, anugrahaya bhaktanam. Just to show mercy on his devotees, anugraha on his devotees, manusham deham astitaha. Lord has taken this human form. Bhajate tadrisha krida yas srutva tat paro bhavet. Lord descends apparently as a human being and exhibits innumerable transcendental pastimes, especially in Vrindavan, only to attract fallen conditioned souls. And these pastimes of the Lord is so beautiful and so attractive, just by hearing these wonderful pastimes, we can purify our senses. We can purify our mind, intelligence and false ego. But this to understand these pastimes as it is, you need the key of understanding given by the acharyas to unlock the great treasure. It is a great treasure, but you need some access to this. So similarly in Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj is asking of what a dying person will do. This fear is always there in everyone. Even though it is 100 years, there is fear when this death will come, what will happen. So in three places, Sukadeva Goswami says in chapter 1 and twice in chapter in canto 2, that it is just by these three processes, Sravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam, you can perfect your life. Tasmad Bharata Sarvatma Bhagavan Ishwaro Hari Shrotavya Kirtitavyascha Smarata Vichetabhayam. O descendant of King Bharata, one who desires to free from all miseries must hear about the Lord, glorify and also remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the super soul, the controller and the savior from all miseries. So he relieves you from all miseries. And to relieve from all miseries, now all miseries is not something spiritual, even material, it is just material. Miseries are material. So to get relief from these material disease, we need to hear from the Lord, hear about the Lord, hear from the devotees, speak about it, kirtanam, and then remember it always. So there are three shlokas like that. Tasmat ekena manasa bhagavan satvatam pati shrotavya kirtitavyasya dheya pujya sanityada. Therefore, with one pointed attention, one should constantly hear, glorify and remember and worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the protector of the devotees. Tasmat sarvatma rajan harir sarvatra sarvada shrotavya kirtitavyasya smaratavyaccha bhagavan nanam. O King, it is therefore essential that every human being hear about, glorify and remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead always and everywhere. So there are these three verses. Of course, we practice Navavidha Bhakti. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Das, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmanivedanam. But in the first two cantos, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam is emphasized on. And we can just perfect our life by following these three steps, by these three things. So Srila Prabhupada made it, of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made it more simpler by saying, no, Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. It is from Golok, it does not come from anywhere. Golokera Premadana Harinam Sankirtana. Just by doing Sankirtan, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. For this, our Sachinandan Maharaj has given 5 points, just to understand that we are doing offensive chanting or attentive chanting. So he says, Srila, he quotes Bhakti Rasamrita Sandarbha and says, Srila Jiva Goswami lists 5 prominent effects by which you can see if your life has been covered by offenses. If all these 5 things are gone, that means your chanting is very nice. First is hypocrisy. You show one face in public, but you do something else in your private life. I will not elaborate on this. Everybody knows what this is. Lack of faith in Krishna. Devotees must have complete faith. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna. If that faith is there, means you are not offending. You are not doing offensive chanting. So these are effects of offensive chanting, if you have all this. Being absorbed in objects unrelated to your devotion. Slackness in your devotion. Not being really there when you practice. Whatever you are practicing. Of course, all of us experience this while chanting the holy name. Not being there. The minute you start chanting, you remember about the whole day, whatever you have to do. But that is unfortunate, because while chanting, you can't do that. But still, the mind functions that way. And fifth is pride. So these 5 things, hypocrisy, lack of faith in Krishna, being absorbed in object unrelated to your devotion, slackness in your devotion and pride. If one is unable to give up these 5 things, one should understand that they are effects of offenses to the holy name. So, I was just hearing His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, nowadays you get these reels, small reels. So in that, Srila and Gurudev is speaking of, His Holiness is speaking of attentive chanting. Attentive chanting. What should be the mood of attentive chanting? And he suddenly speaks of, he gives an example of a very beautiful lady with a diamond necklace, comes in a Porsche car or a Bentley, and then comes to you and begs for bhiksha. Will you give any donation to such a lady? Beautiful lady with diamond necklace in a beautiful big car, coming and begging for bhiksha. And then there is a poor lady with ragged clothes, helplessly asking for bhiksha. Whom would you give bhiksha? So, His Holiness Radhanath Swami says, similarly, we are all beggars and we must helplessly call out for Krishna's mercy. Only then we will receive Krishna's mercy. Otherwise, it is difficult. With all our external coverings, if we beg, maybe Krishna will not be merciful. But if you helplessly call out for Krishna, in a helpless state, like Draupadi called out, like a small child helplessly calls out for his mother, when you call out in that state, Krishna will surely appear. Because Krishna is more eager to embrace you than you wanting to surrender to him. Like a mother is more eager to protect her child. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada has given a very simple process. Just helplessly call out for Krishna by chanting the holy name. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrind ki. Any corrections or any shortcomings?
Hari Bol. Thank you, Prabhu, for such a nice class. You know, the first conversation that you quoted, Vibhishan, even before the war, he was coronated as the king of Lanka. So then the question is, if Ravan surrenders, what will he get? So he gets Ayodhya. Then if Bharat is there in Ayodhya, then what will he get? Vaikuntha. So the next thing is, then devotees ask, where will you stay? So Ram says, I will stay in the hearts of my devotees.
Jai. Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji. Hari Bol. Srila Prabhupada ki, Gaura Bhakta Vrind ki.